What's good, straight shooters? This is Tesla Figaro, host of Straight Shot No Chaser podcast on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Let me give it to you straight up. We are days away from the election. If you are tired, exhausted, worn out, tired of debating, tired of social media, tired of going back and forth with friends and family, tired of the internet trolls, tired of the lies, tired of everything and seeking more truth. Guess what? If this is your first time being tired after an election, you may ask yourself, is it because this is the first time you've been active in the process? When I say active, I mean not just someone casting your vote. I mean someone that has paid attention. Someone that was willing to debate the issues. Someone that paid attention close to the policies. Someone that wasn't willing to just listen to what they heard, but read and find the information and go on what they know. So if this is the first time you've ever been tired before an election, welcome to how democracy was designed to work. It is not my job to tell you who to vote for. My efforts are not based upon a dream that I had of being on TV or the radio. When I was a little girl, there was something inside of me that was in the pit of my belly that forced me to speak up. Every year, it never fails, a teacher would send home a note to my mom saying, "Great student, but she talks too much." I say that to say that this is not a dream. I didn't chase a dream. My calling chased me. And my calling is centered on you. This is not the first time that I have been tired before an election, and it sure won't be the last, regardless of who's in office. Because there is something in my spirit that will not rest. And if you are able to rest after this election, I must ask you, did you rest after the chaos appeared to end because you didn't want to have to do anything about the larger problem? Did you want to go back to normal just so you could put your head in the sand? The day after the election on November 4th, time will tell. The reason the Straight Shot No Chaser podcast has and will continue to feature different voices is because I believe that if people are given the information in an easy, digestible way, not talking down to you like many campaigns do, but by being straight up, then you will see yourself in the process. And when I say see, I don't mean see yourself as just another vote. I mean see yourself in your rightful place in this space. When I say see yourself, that means that rest assured, once you see yourself, politicians will begin to see you. Being ignored will no longer be an option. But this will only happen if you are willing to stay the course. Are you willing to continue to be tired with me? This is why I say I don't look for allies, because allies get tired and they have the choice to tap out. I'm looking for frontline soldiers. Frontline soldiers were meant to be on the front line tired until the casket drops. They give their all. There is no turning around. They stand bold and they say that no weapon formed against me shall prosper. They say that, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. And a lot of you are voting out of fear. You believe that one vote will take away all of the evil. And although it will make a difference, understand that evil does not go away. So you must continue to fight the day after the election. If you are motivated by fear, then I'm asking you to be scared enough to stay in the fight. Be scared enough to want people to have health insurance. Be scared enough to want people to have jobs. Be scared enough to know that there's homies in jail right now that are innocent but were forced to take a plea deal and didn't have a fair shot at justice. Will you be scared enough to pull out your soldier rag? And when I say scared, I'm not talking about the weak. I'm talking about those that turn their fear into fire, their passion into purpose. Will you join me? I always say use it, lose it, but I can't make you choose it. But on November 3rd, you will have a choice. And November 4th, the day after the election, the chosen will be selected. And I'm asking you to join me on the front line. Subscribe now to Straight Shot No Chaser podcast. Share, write a review, rate, and tell a friend. Because the battle continues.